Welcome everybody to Beyond the Box Set, a podcast where we discuss the prequels, sequels and spin-offs to movies that we would love to see. I'm Harry and joining me this week is John.
Hello.
Hello.
That was my hungover noise. We're post-Oscars here, people.
Great. Yeah. We're just doing a second bonus episode, but this one's going to be quite short, just of what we thought of the Oscars, which we watched last night. Firstly, I'm so tired.
It's a long night. I'm really impressed that we managed to go all the way through it.
Yeah. Like, I went to bed at 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. But, well, then they really did save the best for last, though.
Oh, yeah.
Big that woke us up big time. Because
yeah.
at that point, this is obviously the Best Picture fiasco when La La Land was announced as the winner, and then somebody ran on stage and had to announce that it was, in fact, Moonlight.
Yeah.
Because at that point, La La Land had started winning everything. First half of the show, it kind of, the awards went all over the place, which I enjoyed and it kept me interested. But then once it started being La La Land in every category, that was when I probably did feel my attention levels dropping. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely well timed to kind of give me a good perk up at the end.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, God.
That was fun.
And I'm glad I didn't sleep through it this time, because last year I think I fell asleep by the end.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really sure who actually won Best Picture, but that drama was perfect.
Did you succeed in watching all the major films last year?
I watched all the Best Pictures, yeah. And I think there were a couple of actors that I missed.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if maybe you were able to stay awake this time because you knew something of all of the films. So it definitely, for me, that's the first time I think I've managed to get everything, apart from all the, you know, documentary short stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But all the major Best Pictures and acting ones, it meant that it really enhances the experience because you can actually really have an opinion about everything.
Yeah, it does. And I missed one Best Actress, didn't watch Loving.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But I got all the Best Supporting, mm-hmm. And all the Best Pictures, and so on.
Unfortunately, Ruefnega didn't win, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ruefnega. So yeah, in general, in terms of the things that did win, how did you feel about that?
I agreed with most things.
Yeah.
I'm glad there was no clear winner of like all the awards. La La Land did pick up a fair few, but
yeah.
I don't think enough to say that it swept the board.
It got six, yeah.
Six?
So,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so that's a good number.
Maybe
but yeah,
because it just didn't get the big ones.
Well, it did get all the big ones except for the big one. It
didn't get Best Actor.
Oh, true. Okay, fair enough. But I mean, it got Best... I would say Best Director and Best Actress are two of the bigger ones. And Best Song, obviously.
So, oh, yeah. I was not happy about that.
No, not I wasn't really either. Yeah, so in terms of numbers, La La Land got 6, Moonlight got 3, Hacksaw Ridge got 2.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. This is interesting.
Hacksaw Ridge got more than Suicide Squad.
And yeah, outrageous. Outrageous. More nominations as well, believe it or not. Manchester by the Sea also got 2. Arrival only got 1. That, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see more for Arrival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it certainly should have won a lot more technical awards.
Yeah, but it only won Best Sound Editing, which it deserved. But
yeah,
but yeah, not exactly one that you know hits the headlines the next day.
Mm.
Fences also got 1, and then the ones that got 0 of the Best Picture nominees were Hell or High Water, Hidden Figures, and Lion.
So, Lion.
I felt most bad for Hidden Figures, although I'd say both Hidden Figures and Lion, I would struggle to think of an award that they should have won.
Yeah,
I think they were probably like second or third in every category they were nominated in, kind of.
Yeah, they were Oscar-worthy films, but they weren't robbed of anything.
Yeah, none of them were really amazingly directed. Apart from, I think Hell or High Water, actually, I would say I would have really liked to see that get something for cinematography.
Mm.
Or had Kenneth Lonergan not won Best Original Screenplay,
mm-hmm.
which I was very happy with because I thought the script was the best thing watched by the sea. But I would have been almost as happy to see whoever wrote it, Taylor Hackford, who wrote that film?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, for the person who wrote Hell or High Water to have got that, because it was beautifully written and beautifully shot. So either of those two, I would have been.
Yeah.
But no, sadly not. Those three went home empty-handed.
Oh.
Yeah. Best speech of the night?
Probably that guy who ran on stage. No, La La Land didn't win.
Yeah. God, I wonder how he got the short straw for that.
Yeah. it's got to go to Viola Davis.
Yeah.
I think her speech went on quite a bit.
They didn't play many people off.
Yeah,
I saw, which I enjoyed, because that's always something that bugs me, because the speeches are what you remember, because always, you know, the next day that the speeches are what you usually talk about.
I did like how they played Matt Damon off.
They did, yeah. They made that a joke. So
yeah,
that was really good.
I really enjoyed that.
I was kind of thinking going in with Jimmy Kimmel hosting, I was like, oh, this is going to be Matt Damon jokes all night.
Yeah.
But then I actually really liked the Matt Damon jokes.
Yeah,
they were
they were
funny. The whole bit about We Built a Zoo was really good. Yeah, and yeah, this is the playing off thing, especially because nobody else really got played off. I think maybe a few like technical award people got a little quiet reminder, but
yeah.
I don't think, and Mahershala Ali was able to speak at quite a decent length as well.
Yeah,
so it feels nicer, because I think it's kind of disrespectful to play people off, unless they're really, really taking the piss.
Yeah.
Which nobody did, I don't think. I think everyone more or less wrapped
up. There was one of the technical awards, I think, where there were three people on stage, and I loved it just because they were just bring about, they were very high energy.
Oh, was that the gays?
Yes.
Oh, they were good. Yeah, I liked them. Was that... It wasn't makeup, was it? It was. I can't remember what they were for.
I forget, but
yeah, but they were good.
I really enjoyed that, and how they were just rushing through it so much. And then the third one did get played off a little bit, but he still seems to say all he wanted to say.
He had his little moment, yeah.
But I like how anxious he looked as well. Just like, come on, you're getting on a bit. Move, I'm gonna do my bit.
Yeah, that was good. I would agree. Viola Davis is, I don't know if she writes her own speeches. I hope she does. I feel like she does because they feel very personal to her. But she's a very good orator. She speaks very well and she's incredibly eloquent.
Didn't Kimmel say as a joke, like she just got an Emmy nomination
for that speech? Yeah, that was a good one too.
Which I agree with. That was an amazing speech.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of her better performances.
Yeah.
Nobody gave a really bad speech either, even. No. I appreciated that the politics wasn't too heavy-handed.
Yeah, yeah.
There was there was definitely lots of little mentions, but it was all, as we discussed on the last podcast, it was all put from a positive perspective. It wasn't self-indulgent. It was very much telling positive stories. So
yeah, it was. Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot.
It was good. It was a good show.
Yeah. So should we go through the things that won, the categories?
Sure,
so we'll do it in the order in which they were announced, because that's what the list I have in front of me has. So first off, Mahershala Ali, Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah, well,
I think we both agree. We both picked that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It was really good.
Yeah, fantastic. Really liked him. Really nice speech. He just had a baby, which is really nice.
Oh, yeah. That was sweet.
Yeah. And nobody really mangled his name, apart from me about 5 minutes ago.
And me in our last episode.
Yes, you called him Maharaji Ali, which I didn't pick up on at the time. But...
Oh, well.
so not much to say there. We talked about that film. Yeah, good one. Oh, Best Makeup, Suicide Squad.
Well, they deserved it.
Oh, yeah, totally. And it gave us an excuse to do a shot. If Suicide Squad became an Academy Award winner, we would do our first shot of the night, so that gave us a nice early boost.
I was very happy that other people at the Oscars joked straight away, just like, Suicide Squad, really?
Yeah, what was it they said? They mentioned something else that had, like, I think Stanley Kubrick, was it that they said? Had no Oscars and Suicide Squad had one Oscar.
Oh, Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption, yeah. That was it. No Oscars, Suicide Squad, one Oscar.
Oh, God.
And deservedly so.
Yeah, they'll be putting that on the DVD cover.
Mm-hmm. Which, who in particular, because we didn't really talk about Suicide Squad, do you think the makeup was particularly good for in that film? Because it was a strength of that film.
Yeah. I really thought the Joker was good.
I
liked his makeup and his tattoos.
I thought Harley Quinn looked really good.
Yeah, she did.
And I thought the scene where they dive into the vat of acid, even though it was really silly, I remember it looking very good visually. When the makeup kind of, and then melts off. And I guess that's part of the makeup to make it have that effect, do you think?
I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I definitely thought Harley Quinn was pretty good in that.
So cool. Yeah, deserved. And the other nominees in that category, A Man Called Uwe, which I didn't see, and Star Trek Beyond, which it was good.
Star Trek was really good.
Yeah. But I wonder if that was...
Makeup. Also, I'm not too sure where makeup and CGI was.
I was just about to say, because I feel like a lot of the non-human characters were as much CGI as they were.
Yeah.
So, yeah, good choice. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Best Costume Design went to Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
It's fair enough. Yeah. They were all good shouts, every nomination there.
Yeah, so the other ones there were Allied, which I didn't see. Florence Foster Jenkins.
I really enjoyed the costumes in there.
That was very good, yeah. Jackie, she looked pretty fabulous. It was just her, though. Everyone else was just in suits.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot of costuming around there. And La La Land, which, fine, but they were kind of just wearing clothes.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything there that was really amazing.
I think you just said, they're just wearing primary colours.
Yeah, basically. I'm happy with... Thinking back of Fantastic Beasts, I'm trying to think of a particularly interesting costume.
Mm-hmm.
They all looked nice. He had a nice kind of coat on, but I can't think of anything specific.
I did notice one bit in Fantastic Beasts, really annoying continuity error, where just mid-scene it cuts to him and he's taken his waistcoat off.
Is this the bigger guy?
Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, Eddie Redmayne, okay.
He's taken his waistcoat off and his bow tie is undone and stuff, and then it cuts back and it's back on again. And he's done up. And they kept that, even though they released a slightly extended edition.
Well, that's why they didn't win for editing.
Yeah. Not happy.
Cool. Best Documentary, OJ Made in America. We can't really talk about this one. None of us have seen any of these, sadly. But, yeah. Cool, moving on. Best sound editing, that was Arrival's moment. Hooray.
Yeah.
Gave us brief hope because it was early in the show that Arrival was... I think I actually totally jinxed it. Said, maybe Arrival is going to be the La La Land after all.
Yeah.
And then it just won nothing else.
Yeah.
But it had its moments at least. Mm-hmm. At least it didn't go home empty-handed. And I do think the sound in that film was one of the many things it did mm-hmm. very, very well.
Yeah.
It sounded really good. And the other ones for that one were Deepwater Horizon, nobody saw.
Sure.
Hacksaw Ridge, yeah, the sound was good in that. La La Land, no, I had a real problem with that, but,
oh, yeah.
but it didn't win, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And Sully, which I did not see. Sound mixing went to Hacksaw Ridge, which, fine. That's one thing I couldn't really say was a problem. Yeah. Again, I struggle to have a strong opinion on sound categories because, you know, my only strong opinion was I didn't want La La Land to win those two.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think the mixing was particularly good, and it was actively a problem for me in the film. I found that the musical numbers sounded quite muffled in places. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they didn't win that, and Hacksaw Ridge did. So that means Hacksaw Ridge got an Oscar. So.
Oh,
in fact, I got a couple, but we'll get to that.
Sure.
Best Supporting Actress, as we said, Viola Davis, went in for the speech. I think we both said that we would have liked Naomi Harris, but I don't think she would have given a speech that good.
I agree, yeah.
She seems kind of nicey-nicey.
Yeah.
And Viola Davis so deserves an Oscar at this point.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a makeup Oscar in the sense that, I don't mean the makeup in the Suicide Squad sense, but I mean it wasn't a let's give her an Oscar in the way that, like, say Judi Dench got one for Shakespeare in Love, which was just because she didn't win the previous year for Mrs. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's other, I feel like Julianne Moore won an Oscar a couple of years ago for a kind of forgettable film when she, and I wasn't mad because I love her, but I like it when they win for really good roles, and I would definitely say that Fences was an amazing performance and one that will be remembered in the context of her career. So.
I'm just thinking with Suicide Squad winning an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how many Oscar-winning actors are in that film?
Good question.
Because we've got Viola Davis, Will Smith, Jared Leto.
It's going up, yeah. Is Will Smith an Oscar winner? I don't think he is. No, I'm pretty sure he's not.
I thought he won for...
He was nominated for Ali.
Yeah, I thought he won that.
No, did not.
Oh, my bad.
So, no,
then.
He's not. But he is an Oscar nominee. So I think it's just Viola Davis and Jared Leto. Who else would there be? Yeah. Any small roles for people who...
Nah,
I can't think.
Harley Quinn?
No, Margot Robbie doesn't have an Oscar.
Okay.
Maybe one day, but not yet. But yeah, very happy for Viola Davis. And that's Fences' sole win of the night. So, and probably the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign language film. Well, we loved all of these, didn't we? That was a good afternoon. No, we didn't see any of these, sadly. So The Salesman won, which was the... I have seen another film by the director whose name I can't remember and will not attempt. He did a film called A Separation, which is absolutely beautiful. I would really highly recommend that. And I'll probably try and watch The Salesman at some point based on the strength of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is just a beautiful, beautiful film.
Yeah.
Best Animated Short. Oh, we can talk about this one because it was Piper.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you hadn't seen any of the other ones.
Yeah.
I suspect the people who voted in this cast, we may not have seen all the other ones.
Yeah.
This is the one clearly that everyone had seen. And it was really nice. This is the one that was before Finding Dory.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it's a little bird. You know, a classic Pixar cutesy animation of a little bird going into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Because Pixar have been so... Not dark, but all Pixar's main films have had such kind of bleak themes recently.
Mm-hmm.
I was really primed. I was like, this isn't going to end well. This bird's going to drown. Like,
yeah.
Or the mum's going to drown or something. So I really went to that little short on edge. But then, it was just a nice, cute, funny, didn't do anything. Nobody sang about lava, so I definitely... I really hate that one.
Oh, such a good animation as well, though.
I have a real problem with the volcano one. But yeah, good for Piper.
Yeah.
Where can you watch those?
What do you mean, where?
Well, I was thinking the short ones. I did actually have a quick look on YouTube. I thought, well, this is something that won't take me a long time to watch, so maybe I can actually... But I couldn't find a lot of them, so I don't know where you would watch an animated short.
Don't know.
Because I think Piper must just be a
Pixar
DVD.
Website?
I didn't look at that, to be fair. I wanted to rewatch that as well, but I don't think it's on YouTube.
Well, maybe it's Finding Dory and DVD, I guess.
I think that's it. They're just extras on actual films, aren't they? But then I don't know what the other ones would be on. Animated feature went to Zootopia.
Yeah.
I haven't actually seen it yet, but you have.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth the Oscar. Cool. But I never know with that award, is it for how good the animation is, or is it for, of animated films, which one is the best?
Yeah, I tend to think of it as the quality of the film.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because the animation was great in this, but the other ones, because I watched a few of them, the other ones were quite different styles of animation.
Yeah.
Kubo and the Two Strings was... very strange kind of animation.
Well, it was stop motion or partial stop motion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, how do you compare like for like? They're such different things. I think it is just on the strength of the film because the wording is best animated feature rather best achievement in animation.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted Kubo to win because I love stop motion and I love that studio that also did Coraline, which is a really good film.
Yeah.
But I kind of also wanted My Life as a Zucchini to win just for the title, and I have no idea. But I'll watch Zootopia at some point, definitely. Moana was in that one as well, which...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did quite enjoy that, but wasn't mind-blowing.
Yeah, yeah. Best production design, this went to La La Land. This is when the sweep began, really, for La La Land.
Oh, yeah.
What is production design?
How well the design is produced? Yeah, or is it who like designs the production?
Is it like the sets?
maybe.
I feel like it's the sets.
Yeah.
Because there's no other category in which the sets kind of... And if you're going to do sound editing, you're probably going to have to reward the sets in something.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty key thing. So, yeah, I'm assuming best sets. And, yeah, to be fair, there were a lot of really nice kind of locations.
Mm-hmm.
They made LA look really pretty. Mm-hmm. You know, they had the dance in the auditorium. Is it an auditorium? The astrology place? I have the name. The correct word is escaping me, but that was really nice. And the theatre, the observatory, thank you.
Yes.
Someone backstage there just gave me a little note from my assistants. So the other nominations there, Arrival. I think we said it, they made the money that it was shot for go a very long way.
Yeah.
In fact, I looked it up because I guessed on our last podcast that Arrival was made for around 80 million, I thought. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was made for around 40. Oh. It was made really cheaply.
Wow.
So, God, they made that film look good.
Yeah.
And that just reaffirms me that more films should be made for less money. Because it makes people be creative. It forces people to not just say, oh, let's just CGI everything.
Mm-hmm.
They use what they have sparingly, and it leads to these really beautiful looking, really inventive films. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a testament to the director and the whole crew that, yeah, so I would have liked Arrival to win that one personally. Fantastic Beasts, yeah, had some nice sets.
Yeah.
Hail Caesar, did not see.
No.
Passengers, did not see. So yeah, of the three that I saw, I wish it had been Arrival, but fine. Yeah. Not resenting La La Land for that one. Mm-hmm. A fair win.
Mm-hmm.
Best visual effects.
Arrival.
Yeah, again, this wasn't even nominated, actually.
What?
I guess because it was, there wasn't a lot of effect work going on because they did do it quite sparingly.
True.
Everything was kind of... But I like that, I think. But I guess there's no one effect you can point to and say that's... Except maybe the Zero's Gravity scene. That, yeah. I thought that was actually very well done.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's not here, so we're going to have to let that go. So that was Deepwater Horizon. Did not see. Doctor Strange.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, I was supposed to say what won. The Jungle Book won.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did not see. Did you see The Jungle Book?
No.
It looked like it was good in the... bits that they showed. But yeah, the other ones, Deepwater Horizon, Doctor Strange, which I did see and thought visually was very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. Kubo and the Two Strings, yeah, looked amazing.
Yeah.
But again, it's, how do you compare? It was partial stop motion, which is so different. And Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, which did not deserve... It was a great looking film, except, but it did not deserve to win because of the Moff Tarkin thing, which was a terrible visual effect.
Yes, it awful. Was.
And Princess Leia as well, I didn't think looked very good at the end.
Mm.
So, yeah. Best film editing. This was Hacksaw Wynn's second win of the night.
Okay, yeah.
I question this one.
Yeah? Why?
Yeah, because I felt like the battle scenes, sure, well edited, because they were, you know, pretty...
Mm-hmm.
Although I would have edited a lot of things out of them. The bit where the guy stands up and screams and gets his head blown off, that just looked like something out of a horror movie.
Yeah,
that didn't need to be there. I would have cut that right out. But in terms of editing a whole piece, we talked about this a lot, about the films that we felt did this really well, which were Arrival, which was really well edited for a long film,
mm-hmm.
and Hell or High Water, which was really well edited for a short film.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Hacksaw, both of which were nominated in this category, and I would have liked either of those to win. Hacksaw Ridge had a completely pointless first hour. Well, not pointless, but a first hour that really dragged and wasn't very... They could have chopped that a lot, I think.
Yeah.
There were a lot of parts of this film that I felt they ran too long. I felt the battle scenes ran too long. The barracks scene went on for ages.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, it just kind of, it's very abrupt. It finishes and then it's like, he just tacks on an old, like, he literally tacked on a documentary from 15 years ago at the end of his film.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So I'm really puzzled about, of all the things to reward Hacksaw Ridge for, editing, yeah, that one, it must have done some really, it must be for the battle scenes. That's all I can think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I'm calling bullshit on that one.
And with that, I also find that's an odd one that kind of got spoiled a little in the trailers. Because the biggest stunt in the whole film is where Andrew Garfield kicks a grenade out of the air.
Yeah.
And that's what injures him and sends him home.
Yeah. True, because you know before that happened he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
That kind of takes a lot of tension away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that when trailers show something that happens in the last 10 or 15 minutes of the movie Because it, especially in this kind of movie where you're supposed to be on the edge of your seat, whether he's going to be injured. You know, you probably know he's not going to die before the end because that'll just stop the film.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, up until that point. And also, you don't know when a film's going to end unless you go in with the exact running time in your head, which I did not do.
True.
So, I think that takes away a lot of the tension. Because same, because it's such a ridiculous shot that I was just primed for it. So anything before that, I was like, well, he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The other two nominations for that were, apart from Arrival and Hell or High Water, were inevitably La La Land, which was, it was well edited. I can't say it was badly edited. And Moonlight, which was, very well edited. But fair enough. No, not fair enough. That's one I'm not happy with. No Hacksaw Ridge. Best documentary short?
Didn't watch any.
No, sorry, missed that one. Best live action short? Again, didn't see any of those. Best cinematography? This one went to La La Land.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, it looked pretty. Again, I would have liked Arrival. Maybe it just didn't. Again, maybe Arrival was too subtle. Maybe it didn't have that wow moment, whereas there were
I think Arrival did. It's like when you first see the spaceship and the clouds are sort of rolling
in. Oh, yeah, I thought it looked great, but that's... Okay, maybe wow
moments. And there were quite a few other shots like that that looked quite good.
Yeah, okay, maybe wow moment's the wrong word, because I agree, they were great. Maybe it needed... No, it didn't need. It was perfect the way it was. But maybe in terms of winning this category... It wasn't flashy enough, maybe.
Perhaps, yeah.
Yeah, because La La Land had some scenes that really made you go, like the little dance sequence at the end where they do the alternate timeline kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the observatory scene as well. There were lots of very, I would say, award-baity kind of shots in that film and that looked very, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Other nominations were Lion. There were some nice shots in the first half of Lion, like with the kid, in the field full of butterflies, but I wouldn't say visuals were a big strength of that film. It was just kind of did what it did.
Yeah.
Moonlight, yeah. Again, an example of something on a low budget, but being really creative and looking really nice without spending a whole lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And Silence, did not sing. Best score, La La Land. No. That being said, I think Moonlight should have won this. Moonlight was really, really... That was a really important part of Moonlight for me, was the score. I thought it was really, really lovely.
Mm-hmm. I feel the same way for Arrival.
Yeah. Not nominated. Not even nominated.
Yeah,
it's ludicrous. That had a beautiful score. Really robbed that. La La Land won that one. Other nominees were Jackie, which I remember the music being okay, but I can't remember anything about it. So
I remember it was really just all the time, really out of place. I mean, intentionally out of place. So.
Okay, maybe I didn't. Yeah, I can't remember anything particularly about it. But Lion again. The music in that didn't.
No.
I can't remember anything about the music in Lion. How did that get nominated over Arrival? That's bizarre. This is what I'm... Because Lion was the second most nominated film in total. I don't know how many... I can't... But it was nominated in most categories.
Mm-hmm.
So again, maybe it is a case of just people voting for the same film that they liked in it en masse, which I think is kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Best score, Jackie, La La Land, which won, Lion, Moonlight, and Passengers. Didn't see, don't know. Best song... how did you feel about the way the songs were presented? So they had Justin Timberlake opened. I like the way they spread them through the show.
Yeah.
That it made it...
I only remember Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. So, yeah, we opened with Justin Timberlake singing...
I remember the Moana one.
Yes. Justin Timberlake opened the show doing Can't Stop the Feeling, which is just a good opener because it was a big pop star doing a big pop performance.
And then like a bit of humour afterwards as well, which I really enjoyed.
It solved the Jimmy Kimmel problem, which was that he's not very performative, which I was worried about because you've had people in the past like Ellen or Neil Patrick Harris who are really good performers who do physical things, whereas Jimmy Kimmel, as I expected, kind of just stood there and was kind of dry. But it kind of worked because it put a big production beforehand. It didn't force him out of his comfort zone, but we still got that high energy opening, which was good.
Yeah.
That was good. Then we had, How Far I'll Go by Moana. That was kind of a Disney, again, kind of a pop performance. Looked like Eurovision to me with the flags and everything.
Yeah, it
did. But yeah, it was fine. And then The Empty Chair. Oh, that was when Sting sang that really boring ballad.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a low point.
What film was that in?
Jim, the James Foley story. No idea.
No.
And then the other two nominations were for La La Land, one of which it won. It won for City of Stars.
Uh-huh.
I would say if La La Land had to win, I'm glad it won for that song. That's probably my favourite song
for
La La Land.
Yeah.
I have a real problem with Audition because it is the Rainbow Connection from the Muppet film with different lyrics. Mm-hmm. It has almost the exact same tune.
Mm-hmm.
That, someday we'll find it, the Rainbow Connection. Here's to the dreamers. It's the same song. So that's just a little bugbear of mine because I love the Muppets and nobody steals from the Muppets. City of Stars won Oh, and this was performed, they were both performed by John Legend.
Yeah.
I guess I would have liked to see the actors do it, but it's kind of a big ask, maybe. Neither of them are very good singers.
I was wondering if Anna Kendrick was going to come up for Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, yeah, that would have been fun.
Because she sings it, yeah. Sings a lot of it in the film.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just thought because I like her. But, yeah, that's a shame. I would have liked Anna Kendrick in La La Land, maybe.
Yeah, she would have been really good.
I would have liked her a lot.
I mean, Emma Stone was great.
Yeah, she was. But I think I like Anna Kendrick a little bit more.
Yeah.
Best original screenplay. I was really happy with this. This was won by Manchester by the Sea.
Okay.
So, yeah. And yeah. We both talked about this, how the writing for this was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, really excellent script.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic. Other nominations were Hell or High Water. As I said earlier, that would have been my second choice.
Yeah. Because
it was really well scripted. La La Land, no. I don't think the script was a really big strength for this film. There were parts of the script that actively bugged me. There were some lines that were just actively annoying.
Yeah.
The Lobster, which I didn't see, but I want to see.
I've heard so many good things about that film.
Yeah. And it's by the same director. Have you ever seen Dogtooth?
No.
No. That's a really weird but really good film, foreign film I saw a few years ago. Yeah, so I'll see The Lobster at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And 20th Century Women, which nobody saw.
No.
So yeah, Manchester by the Sea, good choice. Very pleased with that. Best adapted screenplay was Moonlight.
Okay, yeah.
Again, I don't know. The source material is kind of an obscure play
that
I haven't seen. So
it does lend itself to a play, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a Broadway thing like Fences. This is this is a very, very kind of off kind of regional theatre kind of thing. I think maybe the writer knew the guy or something.
Mm-hmm.
So other adapted screenplays were Arrival, which I had no idea was a novel.
I heard that it was based on a book.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So, sure. Fences. No, because it didn't feel like it adapted it so much as just kind of put it on there.
Yeah,
put it out there. Hidden Figures. Again, based on a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's hard to judge this one because we didn't read the source material in any of them. So, yeah. But yeah, Moonlight, fine. Great. Good to see it win something.
Yeah.
Only one was lying, yeah. Best director, Damien Chazelle, La La Land.
I was just happy it wasn't Mel Gibson. That's all.
Oh, Mel Gibson was pulling some really interesting faces.
Really. He was, wasn't he?
He looked really spaced out.
Like, yeah.
There were quite a few jokes at his expense, inevitably.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he was trying to seem like he was on board. He was able to laugh at himself.
He also looked like he was trying to seem like he wasn't really drunk or something.
Yeah.
I think that if he'd have had to speak or stand up or anything, that we'd have seen that he was in a very different condition.
Yeah, I agree. It was weird. He did have that look of that people when they're really drunk and they're trying to act sober, so they're being too still.
Yeah.
There was something was definitely going on there. That was odd.
Yeah,
it was. I kind of, not on merit, but I kind of wish he had one now.
Just for
the speech, yeah.
Just for him to go on stage and go, I'm so high right now.
Yeah. Well, because one thing that disappointed us last night was we were playing Oscar Bingo, and I came up with a whole list of cliches of things that go wrong at the Oscars, and didn't think to put wrong award winner, because that never happens, actually.
We drank for that anyway.
Yeah, but there were no wardrobe malfunctions, nobody fell over, nobody swore.
Mm.
So I feel like Mel Gibson would have ticked all of those boxes if he'd won. So.
Yeah.
So Best Director, Damien Chazelle, La La Land. Yeah, it looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good film, it looked fine, but I would have given this to Moonlight as well, really. Mm-hmm. I would have liked Moonlight to do the double of the big two. Kind of.
Yeah.
Or no, actually, Denis Villeneuve, Arrival, that would have been my choice.
Mm.
Definitely. But so yeah, La La Land is kind of a distant third for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even fourth to Manchester by the Sea, which is also nominated. But again, I don't think the direction was a big strength of that film.
Sure, yes.
It looked good, but
mm-hmm.
yeah. So yeah, La La Land, fine. Best actor, Casey Affleck.
Yeah, he did deserve it, I guess.
Yeah.
I've been worn down. You've raved about him too much to me, even though I didn't like him.
Yeah, you can stick by your own opinions, but I'm glad that, I really liked this performance a lot.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to see Denzel get free and be elevated to that category, and because he did some really good acting in that film, but it was theatre acting, which is probably what kind of mm-hmm. held him back a bit. It wasn't screen acting to me. Andrew Garfield was nominated for Hacksaw Ridge. He was the best film, I think, about that film, so fine.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling, La La Land, glad he didn't win.
Yes.
Yeah, really glad he didn't win. That would have been really undeserved. And Viggo Mortensen for Captain Fantastic, which I think just not enough people saw.
Yeah, I agree, because it only got that one nomination,
it's
really.
It's always hard if you've got a film. I think the same thing probably happened to Isabelle Huppert in Best Actress, is when you've got the only nomination for your film, mm-hmm. you really have to. It really has to be something unbelievably good that everyone's talking about. Mm. And I don't think either of those films got enough attention for them to be... I think she came closer. There was a kind of feeling that she might be the one to steal it, because she won quite a few pre-awards, Isabelle Huppert. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, just not enough momentum for either of those, sadly. Mm. I think we both said we would have preferred to, liked to have seen more for Captain Fantastic, but
yeah, definitely
just didn't get the nominations. So yeah, good for Casey Affleck. He has a Best Actor nomination win now. His brother does not. Ben has a shared Best Writing one with. He has Best Director as well. To be fair.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, he has two Oscars then, because he has a shared Best Writing one for Good Will Hunting as well.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But not one for acting. So.
No.
That'll be one for the family dinner table. Mm-hmm. Good argument. Best Actress, yeah. So that was Emma Stone, which fine.
Yeah, whatever.
This wasn't the strongest category for me.
No.
Apart from Isabelle Huppert, which I absolutely loved and would have been over the moon had she won.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I would say Emma Stone was probably second for me. Like, she was the best thing about the film. And this, you know, she really made it. Her charisma was what made it work so well and what allowed you to root for her character, even though on paper, the character is hard to root for in many ways. The other three, Ruth Nager was really good in Loving, but the film didn't give her enough. I didn't like that film in particular. I found it really dry and really boring. She did really well with what she was given, but yeah.
I quite liked Meryl in Florence Foster Jenkins.
I did, yeah.
I thought that she was really good in that then. Because mm-hmm. I went in like, oh, why did she get nominated for this? But mm-hmm. then, okay, she's actually doing a really good job here.
Well, she always does a really good job.
Yeah.
I've never seen Meryl not be good, but I thought the film was just too slight for it to be, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was clearly, she was never in contention to win, so she was kind of making up the numbers a little bit. And again, I would have liked it if Amy Adams had had that slot instead. But yeah, and then Natalie Portman, again, I thought was really good in Jackie, but it was very... Natalie Portman's one of those actresses who's... You can always tell she's acting.
Yeah.
She's one of those, she's very, like, you can hear the cogs whirring, like, she's always doing something, which I tend to prefer more naturalistic acting. But I did think she was very good and very watchable in that film. Mm-hmm. But again, the film itself wasn't quite strong enough. Emma Stone is an Oscar winner now. Good for you. And finally, yeah, Best Picture, La La Land. Oh, no, Moonlight.
I was really upset when La La Land won that, because I was just like, well, he's stolen the Oscars from me. I'm not happy about it because it was an overrated film. And then... Yeah. Got the award taken away from them in the worst way possible.
Yeah. And it was...
me so happy.
Yeah, and it was so good because, as I say, when La La Land won, because it was so predictable, it was just kind of such a flat ending. It would have been such a flat ending. Mm. I mean, we were all kind of like, oh, well, that's the Oscars then. And then suddenly it kicked into gear.
Yeah.
Oh, really God. Woke us up. And we've talked a lot about all the other nominations there, so we won't go through the whole lot. But,
I'm glad that Moonlight won.
Yeah.
It really felt like it deserved it. And
totally, it's a really nice story. It's a shame, if there is a downside to that whole thing, fiasco, it's a shame that it felt like neither film got the moment, because it was kind of tainted, because it was kind of obviously quite upsetting for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm.
It meant that, obviously, it was quite humiliating for the La La Land team, but also I felt like Moonlight then just had to accept it, but then it was such a weird situation, they couldn't really have... Like, all the headlines are about the mistake, not about Moonlight winning.
Yeah.
It's a shame that Moonlight will be overshadowed by that. But if it means more people, hopefully more people will see that film now, because it deserves to be seen. It's a really good film. And I'll be interested to see what that director does next, because I thought it was really, really good.
Mm.
So that was the Oscars.
Yeah.
Anything else? Did we miss anything?
Any jokes and stuff that you were particularly fond of?
Yeah, I did like the Matt Damon joke, particularly him being played off. That was really good.
Yeah. What is his thing with Matt Damon?
It started years ago on his talk show. Jimmy Kimmel used to go up with the comedian Sarah Silverman, and she did a sketch called "I'm Fucking Matt Damon." It's just run from then,
right?
And ever since then, and then he did one "I'm Fucking Ben Affleck." Have you ever seen that?
No, I've seen the Matt Damon one.
Yeah, but... the Ben Affleck one's good too. And it's just been a running joke on his show for years and years and years that he hates Matt Damon, and so yeah. So I was kind of to the point where I'm kind of over it, but then they did make me laugh. They chose clever ways to do it.
Yeah.
Wasn't keen on the really fakey here's some ordinary people on a bus who don't know they're coming to the Oscars.
Oh, that was awful.
Really, that really dragged, and it was really obvious that they knew they were going to be there, because how would you not? You know,
yeah.
They were literally waiting outside while people were singing the songs. Right?
Yeah.
So they would have. They have ears. You know, even, if they, even in the unlikely event that they did get to that point and not realise that they were in the auditorium where the Oscars is being held, which is, you know, probably says Oscars in pretty big letters.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't work, and it was obviously kind of phony, and it just dragged for ages. It felt like they were
way
really
too long.
Killing time.
Yeah. And it was really awkward. The actors that they got talking to, it was just awkward.
Always,
they didn't want to be there. Like,
yeah, I always find that uncomfortable when you have actors meeting quote unquote ordinary people.
Yeah.
And they have to like pretend. It's just always uncomfortable and weird, and yeah, doesn't reflect well on anyone involved.
It's no selfie moment.
No.
It was a good show. It was one to remember, but mainly for going wrong at the end.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, which, as you said, it is a shame.
Yeah, but a shame for them. But I'm glad it happened.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Yeah. So cool.
Well, that was the episode.
Yep. So same time next year.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Well, if you enjoyed that, you can catch us. Our next episode will be pitching sequels and prequels to The Fifth Element.
Yep, we're back to our regularly scheduled programming.
I'm looking forward to watching that again.
Good.
Because I watched it once and I don't really remember it.
Okay. I'm surprised. Well, we'll talk about it next week, but it's a memorable film.
Mm.
You'll probably remember as you watch it a lot.
I'm sure I will, yeah.
So yeah, we'll be doing that. So yeah, but if you have any thoughts about the Oscars you want to share with us, as Harry mentioned, we are on beyondtheboxset.com is our website. We're on social media, Facebook, just search Beyond the Box Set. Twitter @BeyondTheBoxSet and email beyondtheboxset@gmail.com.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, see you all next year.
Yep.
Bye.